It's that time of the week again when I get to talk to Shane Murphy. Shane Murphy from the Oil Council House. And this week we're going to be talking a little bit about techno-stress. So good afternoon to you, Shane. How are you?
I'm good, Eric. And yourself?
Very good, thanks. Very good. Right, you're going to talk a little bit about techno-stress this week. Tell us, what is techno-stress?
Well, I suppose techno-stress has become really apparent, I suppose, in the last year since we've all kind of gone online and people were suddenly pushed online around this time last year. So techno-stress is, as it says, it's a stress around technology. So it can either be around using technology too much, or it can be actually not understanding what technology you're using. When people were pushed online, they don't have the same support structures that they would have had working in an office. You know, I mean, if something went wrong or something like that with the computer and that, they normally could call a tech team to fix, whereas they're at home, they don't have that option. So it's causing a huge amount of stress among people around technology. One of the main things around it, that I see would have been around, say, older people who suddenly had to use technology and they wouldn't know how to use it, or people who've never had a smartphone or something like that, and suddenly they have to use technology. They have to, before they were probably, you know, oblivious to it, whereas now they actually have to look at technology and use technology without even realizing it. So it brings up a huge amount of stress and a huge amount of anxiety when you have to use something that you don't know how to use. And, you know, I mean, learning something new at any age is hard. But, I mean, I think it's even harder at the moment for people out there, you know.
Yeah, so, I mean this isn't your normal kids or anything like that. This is probably aimed at more older individuals or people that are working from home and all that had, as you say, would have had the comfort of working in a factory setting or a workshop setting where there was backup and all that. And all this kind of stuff is, as you say, it is a new stress, a new environment, along with everything else going on. And a lot of us, including myself, you know, we might be a whole lot tech savvy. So it can be very frustrating at times, and it does lead to a lot of stress. So we're kind of talking more probably older generation, would it be fair to say?
Well, I suppose an older generation around the fact that the technology that they don't really understand what's going on, you know. But I mean, for everyone really, like the stress, I suppose I see a lot of clients who are coming into me and they're telling me they're working longer hours because the computer's at home rather than actually being in work, you know. So I mean, they're getting up in the morning, they're starting a little bit earlier, so they're working longer hours with technology, you know. So I mean,
that seems to be, because I've met quite a few people that are working from home like that, and they do seem to be working longer hours and not taking their proper breaks and stuff like that. So obviously that's all going to accumulate as well, isn't it?
Well, that's it. Like, I mean, you know, I mean, before the whole COVID, like, I mean, you would have been, you know, recommended to take less time on the computer and less time on your phone. And I suppose one of the things I do notice and I hear a lot from people is that they're multitasking when they're using their computers. They're using their phone, they're using their computer, they're doing calls while they're on their computer, you know. So, I mean, this is the problem. People are getting completely overwhelmed by technology, you know. I mean, I understand 100% that we, you know, we've all been pushed onto it in the last year, you know. I use technology way more than I ever have. I now have clients that I do Zoom with, where this time last year I would never have thought about actually having clients through the internet, you know. So I mean, it's more and more we're being pushed onto it, like, and I want people to be aware that there is something called techno stress. You know, it is an actual condition. It's an actual medical condition which was diagnosed back in 1980. So I think it's probably more relevant now than it ever has been before. Like, so I mean, you know, I suppose the obvious signs that you actually have it, like, I mean, obviously physical symptoms would be headaches, sore muscles, inability to relax, insomnia. I'm seeing more and more clients that are struggling with insomnia, and in my opinion, it's from technology. It is a techno-stress that they're getting from insomnia, you know what I mean? Like I said to you, if you're on your computer 10 hours a day, and then you're on your smartphone catching up with friends later on, that's using technology all the time.
Yeah, yeah, and it is quite difficult, yeah. I mean, like, there is, I suppose, a lot of us were using technologies or smartphones, maybe, you know, social media and all that. That would have been seen as a downtime, I suppose. But now it seems, especially if you're working from home like that, and it's a kind of a computer-generated business or something like that, it just seems that you're, as you say, you're using technology all the time, and there's no escape from it. You know, there's no downtime now, so I suppose First of all, Shane, what were the symptoms of a technostress? What is it? And secondly, what can you do to alleviate that stress?
Well, I mean, you know, the mental ones, like, I mean, it would be, you know, mental exhaustion, you know, like I just mentioned. A lot of people would be kind of feel kind of a negative towards computers, like they'd be giving out about computers and giving out about technology. And another thing that it happens as well is that it increases work hours. So when people are trying to multitask at home and trying to on the computer, I have to bear in mind there's a lot of people that are on computers, and I know we see all these jokes on TikTok and all that of people on computers and their baby climbing on top of them. At the same time, all that is happening at home, you know, because, you know, they're not sending to childcare. So there's the added disadvantage of literally working in the environment that you actually, you know, people are getting up in the morning, doing their computer, finishing off in the evening, and they're still at home. So they're actually not even leaving the house.
Yeah, that is extremely difficult, because I remember I was in that situation 7 or 8 years ago, and I had to work from home for a couple of months, and I found it very, 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 very difficult. I couldn't do it. I just packed up. I just couldn't do it. I absolutely couldn't, because your home is your sanctuary, really, and it's not your workplace, or you know, and probably that's what a lot of people are not doing. They're not separating their home from their workplace, or having the room for a separate office or something, just to kind of separate from the family side of things. Because I mean, at the end of the day, as I said, your home is your castle, it is your sanctuary. That's where you need to feel comfortable and all that. And if you're using that as a workplace, that stress you just can't get away from it, really.
Well, you can't, like, I mean, because I suppose, you know, when you're buying your house, you didn't think that you're going to be working from home. So a lot of people, like, as I say, we were all pushed into this around this time last year. We were suddenly, you know, going to be said, oh, we have to work from home for a few weeks. And here we are a year later,
yeah. And
there's still people. And now they're talking, you know, there's more and more chance of most people continue to work from home. That's what's going to happen going forward. And, you know, if you buy a house or buy an apartment, you're not thinking about working from home. So most people are working from their bedroom at the moment. They're working from their front room. They're taking up space. So, I mean, if you're working from your front room and you're sitting down to have dinner and you're looking at your computer, you're not turning off. Your mind isn't actually connecting from work at all. You know what I mean?
And what you probably see is a lot of people then, and I've been guilty of it a few times, and I made a point of stopping it, is eating on the go, eating in front of the computer, in front of your phone, or anything like that. Really, these things need to be put aside, especially when you're eating again, because it's an important downtime. Like,
well, that's it. Like, you know what I mean? I suppose one of the big things we're seeing more and more of people doing this work is that they're burning out an awful lot faster. You know what I mean? That there is no work-life balance. So the burnout rates that of people inside and work, the extra stress, the extra anxiety that people are getting from being caught up in this kind of world at the moment, you know. I mean, we're supposed to be off at weekends, and I have clients there who work weekends. You know, I'd say to them, oh, you take the weekends off. Oh, I'd probably go online for four or five hours, you know, on a Saturday or something like that. So, I mean, when you have that kind of an imbalance in your life, you know, when you go from working your 39 hours, and bear in mind as well, just having the drive in to work is a great downtime, because you get away from the children, you're driving in, you're listening to the music. So, I mean, that's gone as well, because what people are doing now is they're getting up a little bit later, they're having their breakfast, and then they're sitting in front of the computer. So the work-life imbalance is colossal at the moment, and it's causing a huge amount of stress, negativity in people. I just see it more and more, and I really, as we're a year in at this stage, like, it's just, it's so obvious now at the moment of the extra amount of stress, mental stress and mental anxiety that this is causing, you know.
Mm-hmm. So Shane, tell me, as I asked already, what can you do to maybe alleviate that, you know, make things a little bit easier?
Well, I mean, the obvious one is as we've accepted that is to try and make a designated area where you're actually staying, you're living, you know, where you have your computer. If you can block it off, put up some sort of board around it to make sure that you know you just don't see it, no matter what, so that you kind of, if you work an 8 to 5, you can literally go in there at 8 o'clock and finish at 5 and actually walk away from it. You know, I think people kind of temporarily put up offices, and now here we are a year later and they still have the office, you know, in plain space, you know. The other one obviously is exercising. You know, the ones that I always talk about, exercising, routine, you know, reducing multitasking is a big one as well. Like, as I mentioned, what people would be doing would be that they would be, they'd be on the laptop, and then they have their phone, and then they have a tablet as well. Like, so just avoid the amount of different digital devices around them. Because you have to bear in mind, when they're in work, all they have is their laptop, and that's it. But they have extra stuff now happening around us, you know. And getting into a proper night's sleep and avoiding, I suppose, a digital detox is one of the main things, you know what I mean? I try to give myself a digital detox some weekends, where I'd literally put the phone down for a day and actually not pick it up. Now, I know that's a big challenge, because I've mentioned that to one or two clients and they've literally couldn't even manage that.
But I think, Shane, like, even if you give yourself that detox every day, just give yourself, start off for 20 minutes or half an hour. I mean, that's not a huge ask. Just put the stuff away from it just for that half hour. And, you know, if you want to meditate, if you want to go for a walk, if you just want to, you know, just be normal, I suppose, really. But even as much as 20 minutes a day, like, that's a start, or 10 minutes, whatever you need. You can break it down whatever way you want. But I suppose it's to get, start forming that habit of getting that break from it is probably the most important thing.
And that's part of the routine that I'm telling you. If you can literally get into a routine, you know, I mean, going for a walk without your phone, I mean, it makes logical sense to me. But a lot of people, you know, would have their earphones, they'd be listening to music, so they'd still have their phone with them. So even if you went for a walk for 20 minutes in the morning and just left your phone down and did that every day, you know, do a bit of meditation or something like that, you know, grounding exercises are fantastic first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. Then in the evening when you're finished up, like, you know, that's it. Like, just literally put your phone away, put all the technology away. Because this, like, I know there's people listening to this on the radio now at the moment, and they're actually saying, yeah, I know exactly what Shane is talking about. I feel this stress. I feel that that having too much technology around me is causing a huge amount of stress. And they're thinking to themselves, oh, well, what can I do? I mean, it's very obvious to just put away all the technology. You know, sit down, have dinner in the evening. You know, we were talking before that one of the great things around COVID was that families were sitting down more and more in the evening. When you sit down for dinner in the evening, put all technology aside and just literally sit down as a family and talk about things, not talk about technology preferably. But, you know, just getting away from technology as much as you can. You know, holidays from technology. You know, we used to go on foreign holidays. You know, your phone wouldn't work or something like that, so you'd actually put your phone away and you wouldn't pick it up, you know?
Yeah, so, right.
We don't have holidays at the moment, so, I mean, you need to be starting to do holidays from technology. Because, as I say, there's a huge amount of stress and anxiety being caused by technology out there at the moment. And that's really why I wanted to have a chat about this today on the phone, which is today, was to just get that message across that, you know, it's very obvious, but, I mean, it just seems to be more and more technology we seem to be pushed into, you know. Even when you're watching a television, that's technology as well, like, you know. So, I mean, try and find some downtime. Read a book. I know, read a book, not on the Kindle, preferably on the
Well, I'm one of those fellas. But I know what you're saying. Yeah, and even the time of the year now, especially this week as well, you know, the weather is changing, the temperatures are going up, the days are getting longer. It's much easier to do these things now, I think anyway, and make that extra little bit of an effort just to get away from technology. Because, yes, it's a marvellous thing, brilliant thing, but it can be detrimental as well in too high doses.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, smartphones are becoming bigger and bigger, and more and more stuff is being done from smartphones and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I was reading about a study that said that there's going to be 1.5 billion smartphones in use in the world for 2021, which was last year. Like, so, I mean, that amount of smartphones, and I would imagine that even before the survey was done, that was before COVID. So, I mean, that has even been hugely, like, I mean, I don't know anyone that doesn't have a smartphone at this stage, you know. You know, I do hear more and more people saying that they want to go back to the old-fashioned phones, personal phones.
But you're like, Shane, and what's that telling you? Only that people want to get away from it. I've seen it with my eldest son yesterday. He has a smartphone. He's nearly gone in the blink. You know what he says? I might go back to one of the button phones, and because I'll have none of this old, I won't say what he said, but, you know, you will have none of this old, you know, social media and all that kind of stuff in your face all the time. Simple button phone, send and receive calls and text, going to do no more, and that's it. And you know, and you probably will see some of that happen in the next couple of years, that there'll be some kind of thing come in that'll bring us back to that, which mightn't be a bad thing.
I completely agree with you. Like, you know what I mean? We need to have our downtime. We need to have our relaxing time. And if it's the phone that just rings and just does old-fashioned texting, you know, I don't think that's a bad thing. You know what I mean? Like, your work phone is your smart one because you need that for work. And then if you have the Nokias that are out there at the moment, like, that, God forbid, you can actually get 5 days of actually don't have the charger.
I know. Well, that's it. I know, Shane, that's it. Well, look, Shane, that's all we've got time for anyway. So thank you very much and that great subject again. As I say, it affects all of us, and hopefully someone out there might have taken something from that today. Thanks very much indeed, Shane.